Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday VBS radio show. This is the show that we have a lot of questions and answers. So hopefully you sent in something. And the date today is the 28th of December 2016. So let's do that right now to clear the date. And remember, this date can follow you throughout your life and bring up the copy and pasted energy that the aliens do. They do that best. They have that mastered, believe me. So here we go. Releasing the date from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The next, let's bring up the light beams. And as many as you have up is how many we're going to energize for you. And just bring in more peace into your room. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to help to release one of your situations that you're dealing with or confronting you. So you're in more neutral with what's happening. So here we go, releasing that energy. Think of it naturally. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll bring in our co-host tonight. So are you all ready to go, Michelle?
Oh, I am so ready. I am sitting here with my computer and my phone, and everything is good. And welcome, everybody, to Wednesday night BBS Radio doing the Creation Lightship Healing Show, where we answer a lot of questions that you may have about healings. And Ron talks about different things that he feels like talking about. And to start off the show tonight, we just have some calls coming up that are very special. So I'm just going to announce those really quick if anyone wants to write them down. First of all, we have this special New Year's event, and that's on Saturday, January 7th, and it's going to go from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Ron has done this call before. I've been on it for a couple of years. He basically goes through all the months, and you kind of feel the energies that he is feeling out there, and he just kind of brings them to you so you can feel them for the next year. It's very interesting. And there's also, I believe, going to be a special gift on that call. So it's a wonderful call to be on, and it's only $20. And then the other call coming up is the next pin removal call, and that's going to be on Saturday, January 21st. It's about 2 hours, starts at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And as many of you know, it is removing embedded energetic pins from our joints, our organs, tissues, skin, muscles, and bones. Very useful. And again, only $20, an incredible deal because it really works on your physical body and people have great results. And the more you're on this call, the deeper it goes. So it's just really a great call to be on. Ron, did you want to talk about either of those at all?
This is a great call. So the time might be changed on the, it might be at 1 o'clock on the New Year's. We'll check it out here. Because we had some people that wanted it later, so I think we changed it over maybe to 1 o'clock instead of the 10:30 time. But, yeah, but both calls are great. Everybody loves going on the New Year's one. And I'll be giving away a whole lifetime clearing on that call for people. So that'll be on the 7th, the New Year's call to sample the energies for each upcoming month. So in a sense, it would be like the ascension energies coming in. So let's see. The other call, the pin one, yeah, that's you have to be on that pin call to really have it described because it would sound so sci-fi to everybody if they weren't on the call. And the ones that have been on it know what it's about. So anyway, basically you could have a pain in your body that you've had for your whole life, and all of a sudden it gets released from you and you feel great, or you can stand up straighter. Maybe you have a problem with maybe stepping down on your foot all the way or something, and you've been limping a little bit but not knowing about it. And all of a sudden, you feel much better. And once these pins are gone, they don't come back to you. You could have other ones that are there that are dormant, but once you release them, they're gone. I call the other clearings. So back to you, Michelle.
Yes, it's really great. I've been lucky enough to be on all of the ones that you've had previous, and wow, has it helped. Like, I'm not going to go into detail, but amazing things. So I feel so much more comfortable in my body. So that's really great. Okay, and then we really don't talk about it very much, but this happens every month where Ron does these special calls. So I'm just going to talk about those really quick. He does the special four-hour monthly Saturday session, and this month it's going to be January 14th. So it's 4 hours, and in that time, he does some specific healings, whatever he reads the audience to need. And then he also does water charging. And so that kind of sets you up for, does that set you up for the next week, Ron, or the next month?
If you're on the call, all the calls, you're on the light ship in quarantine for a whole month, basically, or until, we'll say, the next four-hour call starts. So sometimes there could be an extra week in there, but you are on the call until the next sequence of calls start. So even though the last call on the 8-hour call ends, you're still there, and you know, you're in quarantine, and they're still looking for the pieces of you that may not be here but somewhere else, and returning it back to you in quarantine. So back to you.
Okay, great. And then the day after, whenever the Saturday one is, then the next Sunday, then Ron starts with his three consecutive Sundays of seven-hour special healing calls. That's going to be January 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. And these are always announced on the very top of the front page on the website, because every month it's different. So if you need to find that and you're new, that's where they will be listed. So that's going to be January 15th, and that's going to be a 7-hour healing session. And that one, they're always wonderful. I can never say exactly what's going to happen. I'm sure Ron doesn't even know, but again, he kind of just like reads his audience and sees what we need. And some amazing things have happened. Like, I'm so glad that I have been on them, because I remember many times going, wow, I really need that. So that's always really good. So
okay. What do you think we can do tonight? I'll do a couple of clearings, healings for people. What can you pull out of the hat that you think people might need?
Oh, goodness. Well, you start on something. I'll see if I...
Well, I think I'm going to do a clearing for loss.
Okay.
So, you know, typically... you know, maybe somebody that no longer is here, or a pet or something. So this could be a little emotional. So here we go. Releasing this energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh, yeah, it is 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, so I'll get back to you. I'll get some water here. It's a little heavy.
Right. Go ahead. I know it is really difficult. I've moved around a lot personally in my life, and I know there's many times that I've met such great people, or I've had such wonderful pets, and there comes a moment where you're like, hey, you know, goodbye, I have to go, and you really wonder, am I ever going to actually see this person again in this lifetime? And maybe there's an awareness that you might have known them previously, or that you might see them again. But a lot of times I've never seen people that I have gotten to know. I just, you know, if you're just not around them, it's hard to see them again. So there can be some loss going on. And people pass on, depending on how old you are or whatever's going on in everybody's life. So hopefully that helps some people. I'm just trying to see if there's any healings that might be good. I know there is an abandonment healing. Sometimes people feel like maybe they're the ones that were left, and that abandonment healing is very powerful. It is really good to do. And that will clear out your whole life. It's a whole life clearing. It'll clear out your life from a lot of things. Like if you ever had that feeling as a child or as a teenager. So that's a good one. If this is a major issue, the emotional issue would be loss, and you could do that as a timeline crash as well. So that would be very good. Okay, so I'm just trying to see if anyone has any suggestions, Ron, on anything else they would like to clear. A loss, abandonment. There seems to be a lot of people that are in the collective realm, I'll say, that are basically not coming back in that particular physical body and won't be around anymore. Not that most people had an awareness of them on a daily basis, but it was like, oh, they're always just there. So now they've passed on. So that could be what some people are experiencing as well. So hopefully we let that go. Are you there, Ron?
Yep, I'm here. So,
okay.
I mentioned on the call today, and maybe you're all experiencing this too, that the sun is pretty large. I think somebody sent me a text stating that Venus is very large too. So the sun is very bright, like a LED high intensity flashlight, you know. So it's no more yellows out of it, and it's just very, very bright and intense. A lot of chemtrails are coming to maybe, you know, camouflage some of that light and also whatever else is going on. But from my investigations of it, the sun is not warm, number one. And since I have snow around, the snow is not melting for being as bright as what it is. Normally when you would think of being an area with snow, if you have cloud cover and the sun's out in the old days, whenever that would be, say a year ago in comparison, if it snowed where you are, normally you would see the clouds typically, and with no sun rays, the snow is not going to melt and the clouds go away, and you get warm when you walk outside and you can see the snow melting. Well, the snow's not melting, but it's very bright. So there's stuff going on that, I don't know really what it is, just that it's different. So we'll just see if anybody else has noticed that. And I am curious if maybe anybody out there has solar panels on their house or something. If those are actually working, because I don't know what it takes to make the solar panel function. Normally, you just say you point it at the sun, and then they say you have to have light to have it work. And naturally, they don't work in the evenings when there's no sun. But I don't know if it's the brightness of the sun that does it, or if there's something else that's being transmitted from the sun that also reacts with the brightness of the sun. So anyway, it'd be interesting to know if any of you out there, you know, have solar panels and you go, man, it's so bright, man, these panels are like cooking, you know, they're doing really well. Or you go, geez, they're not working, you know, what's going on here? Or maybe it's the same what it used to be. So it'd be interesting if anybody out there has that information. So I guess what's that song by The Doors, Strange Days? So that's where we are now. We're in Strange Days. So back to you.
Yeah, I think it is Strange Days. I'm actually a Doors fan, but I don't think I've heard that song very much, but I do remember Strange Days, and they're tapping the drum really lightly. Such an interesting song. Okay, Ron, somebody is asking to clarify. It says, did I hear that Ron is giving away a whole life clearing on Saturday? I don't think it's Saturday.
Yeah, it would be the Saturday call for New Year's, yes.
Oh, uh-huh. That's
so
right.
You pay $20 and you get a and get a whole lifetime clearing. So I guess another way of saying it, if you're over 4 years of age, that's all that you're paying for, and then you get a call to boot. So back to you.
Yes, great. So just to clarify, that particular Saturday is going to be January 7th, right, during the New Year's call? Okay.
Yeah, that would be the New Year's call, yes. Uh-huh. And,
okay.
And both the calls that we have are $20.
Yep. Very worth it. So then if you wanted to continue with that, then you would just get the $50 for unlimited after running it for your whole life.
That is correct, uh-huh.
I
just want clearing because it's very good. And you may want to get the whole lifetime clearing. You know, the unlimited effort is the way it is now, believe me. But anyway, it'll fall in line. I thought about giving it about 3 weeks ago, not knowing that what we have right now with the strange weather and strange light in the sky. But this clearing might be good to use daily. Anyway, back to you.
Oh, some strange weather and some strange days coming up. Probably in the new year. Okay, well, somebody, one of our listeners, had a very strange day. They said after the Monday night show, about one hour afterwards, two policemen showed up at the door saying that she had called 911, and she didn't call. She has no phone. A half hour later, four other policemen came saying the same thing and then mentioned that the cell tower comes up with her house number. And then another hour later, two other policemen showed up saying that she called 911, and she didn't call 911. That's kind of interesting. Strange occurrence.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, anyway, that is kind of different.
Somebody called it, maybe. Okay, we have a question, Ron. Is Earth in alignment?
Is the Earth in alignment?
Mm-hmm.
At this moment, I can't answer that. So, next question.
Oh, okay, so during the timeline crashing, it says lifetime timeline crash clearing. Apparently it says, why does it say select a non-emotional issue? Aren't we supposed to put in an emotion to go with our issue?
Okay. And that's on the timeline crash? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, well, you could have a physical problem. It could be a pain issue. And so that would not be emotional, but it could make you emotional because you're in pain and you're jumping up and down screaming. But basically, that's there for being non-emotional. That would be a pain situation. That's why it's in there.
Right. Or I think you've said in the past also that it's just, this is for physical issues happening.
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of our listeners, Ron, is wondering, what does it mean when somebody says a descended master? I have never heard that. I've always heard ascended master. But possibly they have heard the word descended master, and I don't know if that was...
Yeah, I mentioned that I'm both.
Okay.
So I came here as a descended master, we'll call it, as a light being, and I go back to source energy continuously, so I come and go. And so I live, in a sense, out of time, even though I'm physical. So, back to you.
So, descended master just meaning you came down here?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Correct, yeah.
All right, yeah. That makes sense. Well, now for the January 7th call, you have said this before, and I know that people also did it last year. They say please prepare one affirmation for each month. And they're wondering, in preparing, can I say something like, I'm always in my heart center, or I always protect my energy? Is that what you mean?
Normally, it's what you want to manifest in your life. You know, that's what you could say that. But normally, it's you would figure out maybe what you may need next year, and then you just write those down, and you may have more than 12. And then you, when the month energy comes, you look at your list, and then you select what would be the best, situation, incident that you, or thing you want to manifest for that month according to the energy that's coming in. So that's what it's for. And that way you're giving it a little more horsepower. And you can see what's happening. Now, naturally, you probably are going to be working with all of those things you wrote down it with anyway. But this way, you can kind of see which month it might be more pertinent to want to do that. So that's why I started it off that way initially a long time ago, because people, you know, you have a remedy now where you can actually go in and maybe try to repair something or create something, and you can feel how the energy is going to go along with that, be able to integrate with it easier. I think you understand what I'm trying to say here. There's some words that I would normally have, but I just can't pull them up. I'm in the moment, so anyway, I'm just trying to pull things out here. So back to you.
Okay. Well, I guess whatever you say or whatever happens is the way it's meant to be. So, all right. Now, there is a song that people sing during New Year's night, the Auld Lang Syne song. And someone's wondering, is this something that we should be doing the alien keyword intercept and the natal barcode removal clearing for, to put the words in there? Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne?
Yeah, you may want to do that if you're connected to it. Yeah, so that might be good. You know, remember those keywords are what's like, and you also may want to do the keyword intercept. That's the alien one that's free, but it would be in your natal chart. So you want to release energies that are tying you down, holding you non-movement pattern. Remember, all these energies initially from your natal chart put you inside of your own little box. And, you know, they didn't want you to move out of the box. And now that you're out of the box, you may say, yeah, that could put me back in there, or, you know, have some controlling energy on me so I won't be able to move forward enough. Oh, yeah, you want to clear out whatever you think is going to be bothering you or controlling you. You want to do timeline crashes on it. And it could also be, like you said, in the natal barcode, because they have to come into you. But the natal barcode is your deck of cards. And each one has a situation that you're going to be struggling to maybe overcome. So that would be what I would call your new age belief system of your learning lessons, where really it should just be an experience, but they make it very difficult for you, and a lot of times causes you pain and harm. And you all know about that stuff, so you want to get it away from you. And that's what the whole life clearings do. It'll take the energy off of you of what you're dealing with or what you have dealt with from your past, and it replaces it with peace. So, you know, you may say, yeah, I had a really crappy life so far. I have all these things. You can rattle off maybe 1,000 of them that happened to you. And there are some people that can remember a lot of stuff, okay? And when you do the whole lifetime clearing, that slate is basically clean. And you go, wow, I'm free now. Had all this stuff bothering me, weighting my shoulders down, making my body hurt, going to kill me. soon, and you get rid of it, and you feel much better. You have your life force energy back. So it's one of those situations that you have encountered that's come into your life that you participated with, whether you wanted to or not, that's stealing your life force energy. And it could be stolen throughout your whole lifetime. That's why you want to do full lifetime clearings. And some people say, yeah, Ron, my life was good up to 5 years ago, and it was really bad. Can't I just clear 5 years? No, it's always with you. So that's why you start off, and you, when the whole lifetime clearing starts, is at your current age, and it goes back to conception. But you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know what is stored inside of you as trigger points to catapult you into your next experience, even though it may be outside of yourself. Just looking at something will give you that experience, and eventually you will be it. And I tell you, you're it, you know. So back to you.
Yeah, I think often people go, oh, well, I know I had that experience, but if I distract myself enough with other things, sports, work, relationships, overeating, drinking, smoking, whatever, that they can ignore it, but they don't realize that it's still in their body. None of those things pulls that out of your body. So you end up having to continually distract yourself depending on how traumatizing whatever occurred was, I guess. So these healings are really very beneficial, and they just, boom, it's like 20 years of therapy in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That was good. Okay. Well, we have a thank you for the loss clearing. This one of our listeners felt a lot of grief today and had some relief. So could we do a couple more clearings possibly on grief and abandonment?
Yeah, so we can do grief. So think of one of those times. Remember, this is your choice here, so I can do one situation. So bring it up and look at it. Here we go. So releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now we'll do abandonment. So that could work two ways. Either you could have abandoned somebody, or somebody could abandon you. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. A little heavy.
Okay. All right, this has to do with the sun, Ron. It says, I noticed since a long time that there are no sun rays. It's more like a reflection or a shadow. Also, we have 80 degrees where it's normally 40 or 50. I'm not sure where that
is. You don't know what they're doing, you know, or how this is being, you know, played out here. You know, is it a hologram that was brought in here and everybody's seeing it? And it's a very strong hologram, so you can't go back to the previous one where everything looked normal. So it's really hard to say what's going on. So I really can't comment on anything. I watched a video on YouTube, and I actually saw this a long time ago. A person, I think in Mexico, I believe, had this, it looked like a tablet in a sense, large tablet. And it was a young person, I believe, and they put it in front of their abdominal area. And you could actually see right through the body and see, like, if somebody walked behind the person, you'd actually see him walking behind the person. So there is technology out there that can, in a sense, bend the light waves around something. So that could be what's happening, too. I don't know. It's hard to say what's happening. So, yeah, there is stuff happening, and you don't know if what you're seeing is real or not. And just try to keep in the now. That's all that we can do is stay in the now, and maybe what we're seeing will start to disappear, maybe. I don't know. So I am doing work on different things that I cannot disclose, but I am doing a lot of work. So back to you.
Right. It's very interesting. You say I've never heard of what you just were speaking of, but I do know that, you know, whatever we are presented with now in the general public, it's about 20 to 50 years behind what, you know, other people may know about. So, all right.
Yeah. Well. I did see that, boy, this maybe 05, I think, 04, 05, thereabouts. I saw a DVD that was made by Jaime, I think his name is Musan from Mexico, a journalist, I believe, or investigative reporter or something. And, you know, they're showing the UFOs in the sky from their military, you know, flying over Mexico. Who knows if they're alien or not, but they would be a UFO to everybody because it's unidentified flying object. Not knowing what it is, you can call it that. Not that it is alien flying information, but on that, they actually had that person. So you may want to Google it. Jaime Musan, around that time frame, 04, 05, I'm guessing, might come up on YouTube. And you could watch the person, that was the same one, put this device in front of them, and you can see through the body. So that's kind of trippy. So anyway, you don't know what they have for technology, and you know, you should realize that they're probably at least 50 years ahead of us in the underground facilities, and maybe even further than that, depending on how much alien technology they're using, and you know, which is how much the aliens are giving them technology to use. So back to you.
Wow. Okay, I will check that out. It's very interesting. I know a couple years ago, I was in Los Angeles and they had some type of a body show. Can't remember, body something show. And it was all sorts of different bodies. And it just amazed me. Like one of the sets was a man, a woman, and a child. And it was all their blood vessels that went through the body, but it was actual bodies and they had dissolved everything but the blood vessels. So, wow. I don't think a normal person could have accomplished that. It was very fascinating, very interesting show. Okay. Going back to the New Year's call, someone is wondering about doing a specific clearing while the call is going. They're wondering if they should be running the psychic billboard during the call.
Want to repeat that, Michelle?
Yeah, somebody is wondering if they should be running the psychic billboard clearing while the New Year's call is going on.
I don't know on that one. Because you have to input where you are in your life. That's how it works. So you could run any clearing during. So what you're doing is the psychic billboard is if you want to change your situation in your life as far as one particular thought that you have. So I don't think the psychic billboard would be something that you'd want to do. So I would do something else, you know, maybe do a be here now clearing or something. Back to you.
Okay. And the be here now one, it's free and it's listed on the left-hand side under free clearings. And I think there's three sections to it and it runs for 10 minutes for each section, I believe. Okay. And another person is wondering if they are able to be absentee on the New Year's call.
Yeah, you could be, but you probably won't. Yeah, it'll still work, but I don't know if you're going to get the full benefit of it. You know, because you want to be conscious to feel the energies. So if you're not going to be, you know, there, you know, you won't probably feel them. Let's just say that you're sleeping. You may not even know about the call. The energies will still come in to you, but, you know, you're kind of defeating the purpose of being on the call because you want to sample the energy and see what it's like. So back to you.
Right, because it's not like anything's being healed and then you got the benefit anyway. The benefit is that we're hearing you talk about it and then you're aware of the energies. So, okay.
Yes, yes. When the call works, I'll bring the energy, we'll say, for January in. And then from there, you're sitting in silence. And you're sampling the energy until the next one comes in. And then once you feel the energy of that month, then you look at your list of affirmations of what you'd like to maybe manifest throughout the year and see which one tends to match up with that month. That's the way it works. And then just write it down on a piece of paper. So you probably want to get a piece of paper out or, you know, a notebook, can write down how each one felt for you. And then you can mix and match your affirmations or your manifestations, I should say, what you're going to be doing next year. So back to you.
Okay, very good. All right, great information. And sometimes our radio show hosts put things together, but you don't need to wait for that if you want to do your own affirmations or intentions. Okay, Ron, we're having a request for sample clearing for people's eyes. Is that possible?
Boy. I don't know. I can, for eyes, huh? Eyes are the hardest thing to heal, so I'll say no. You want to get in and do some whole lifetime clearings on that, maybe the special clearing.
Yeah, the special clearing is really good for eyes. I have used it for that because it is a physical thing, and it has definitely helped. And I do find that you need to run it for quite a bit of time, but it definitely helps. Okay, I'm just going through some of the things that we've received here previously and also tonight. Okay. This is a question about cording removal call. Somebody says, I didn't burn all those spiritual New Age books I had that you suggested. Most went in the dumpster. I listened too late. Will the special Tuesday cording removal call do anything to help this situation? So I think they're asking, they didn't necessarily get rid of spiritual books completely, but can they uncord themselves from those books on the call?
Yeah, you could. You'd probably want to, if you can recall what the book was, the name of the book or something, the title of the book, then, yeah, I don't see why you couldn't do that on that call. That would work. And that's kind of good because it'll maybe make you think, I mean, when you think you're in darkness, so you can bring up the darkness energy of the book that you have, that you used to have, because it's still on your conscience if you can remember the book or books. If you can't remember them, then, you know, you might be in good shape unless it's very deeply inside of you. But I would think that you would probably be conscious and aware and awake when you bought the book, not which book to get. So, yeah, if you write the name down, that could help release the cord from it. Very good. Thank you.
Yes, very good. Okay. Great question. All right. Somebody wrote, Ron, you said to stay in 2016 for a couple of days after the New Year's, but I feel that I am already 2 months into 2017. I do the mind-to-heart drop continually and feel very peaceful. Could it be that I have released the duality of time?
Possible. I don't know what else to say, but that's another way of looking at it. So I wish that could be a possibility, yes. Back to you.
Okay. All right, I'm looking for the original part of this question. Okay, Ron, this is something that I think a lot of people, maybe they kind of think about or whatever. It's basically saying I have cut myself off from people that I know, excluding one particular person. And what do you think about if I were to open myself up to friendships? The only thing is that now that they're kind of in this mode, they don't usually invite people into their life anymore because they don't enjoy the contamination. But they're wondering, is it better to keep themselves isolated and not engage socially to help them stay in a good space?
That's a good one. I'm sure everybody listening is wondering themselves about that. So, you know, it's kind of up to you. Well, what I will say is if you, let's just say, find some friends or a relationship, you will be eventually drawn into that person's stuff. And then you got to clear it off of you. Now, maybe that might not be so bad sometimes, you know? But I think most people, once you realize you got yourself cleaned off, you can still engage with people. But you want to be neutral. That's why we have this shrink wrap, and I now increase my life force energy. You know, you want to do those things so that you're, you know, you have a little buffer between you and them. And then, but you want to be in, you know, discernment, and you want to be also in non-judgment. So, you know, that's how I would probably indicate that. So, you know, as far as a sexual relationship, which maybe they're trying to talk about that, but not using those terms, that's kind of up to you. Because you don't know who or what's popping in somebody else's body. And anyway, I won't get into a bunch of that, but a person did approach me, a male, and he got scared to death when he looked into his girlfriend's eyes one night. And anyway, that was quite interesting because the person that he saw that evening before they had their sexual encounter, something else hopped in. I have heard of other weird things. Somebody was talking about something where they were having a sexual encounter. This was a woman. And all of a sudden, she saw the guy shapeshift in front of her, and the person had a tail. And I guess she ran out of the bedroom and out of the house with no clothes on to scare the hell out of her, and she probably got into her car and took off. So there's a lot of weird stuff out there. Hopefully, something happened to the listeners here, but you don't know who's in there. So back to you. And you've all seen key people on TV. You go onto YouTube and you can see them shapeshift, and one eye looks normal and the other one looks a little goofy, you know, like a cat eye. And you go, whoa, what's looking out of that eyeball, you know? So anyway, back to you.
Well, very interesting. That story, I'm glad she was able to grab her keys or whatever she needed. Very interesting. Okay. And yeah, I know that, you know, people wonder like, well, you know, I'm still here and I have friends or whatever. This person also wrote back, they said that they have done 2 or 3 dozen clearings and they do feel different. They're starting to see new possibilities of being clear. So maybe it's just a matter of once you do a couple clearings that are very needed for you personally, that you start to be attracted to people who maybe don't need to be fixed because you're now fixed and you're not attracted to people that had issues related to your issues previously.
Yeah, so you're not going to be drawn to more of the dysfunctional people. And you may start looking for functional ones. Yeah, so that could be another way of looking at it. And I do have people, you know, asking me, can I put up more clearings on the website? I mentioned this on one of the other shows. Jiminy, you know, I got plenty of them, you know. I mean, but people have asked me, Ron, can you put this on the website? I need to do this clearing. And I go, yeah, but man, you know, you do the special clearing for that one. Yeah, I could probably put on, if I were to write them down what people wanted, I could probably add 100 more clearings on the website to relate to people's personal stuff. But I had to just stop. So back to you.
Yes, and also, you know, there's the thing, well, maybe if you are just meeting someone and let's say it is you want to be in a romantic relationship with somebody, that maybe you should wait until it's worth it for you to buy the entity clearing for them before you go there. And if you don't feel that strongly, then you shouldn't go there.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And I have males now, you know, doing stuff naturally. But before I didn't have males. I had like 1% males. And so dealing with women basically all the time. And a lot of women now will tell me before they go into a relationship that if the man isn't willing to do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, adios amigos. So back to you.
Yeah, just move on. Because there are people out there that are wanting to, you know, improve their life. And, you know, if you're at a certain level, then that's probably what you need. You need that person. Or you need somebody that at least allows you to be who you are. And if this is part of your life, then there you go. Okay. I'm not sure what this is referring to, Ron, but I'm just going to read the email. So it's pretty short, so it'll be easy. It says, how can I cure my or heal my RLS. I have been doing timeline crashes, but would the special healing work? So I believe it must be a type of a physical issue.
Yeah, I don't know what RLS would be. So the first thing, you may want to try, which will just take you and a friend, what I call the a negative affirmation, although, you know, you might want to, since you have something, you need to come and, you know, in grips and terms with that. So we probably have shows on in the past. I won't go into it now because time is short, but you want to first say, you know, in a sense, I love my condition. So I love my, RLS, you know, whatever that means to you. Well, you know, or to say another thing, you know, make it a little more down-to-earth, we'll say, for what people know about. So I love my lung cancer. Right away, most people are going to want to run out the door and not do this at all. But you first say why you love it, and then you next set part of it is how do you feel about it, you know? And it makes me feel maybe sad. Why does it make you feel sad? Because nobody's going to take care of my dog like I take care of my dog or my cat. Or I don't want to, you know, leave my children. I don't want to miss my husband. You know, I don't want to be in pain for the suffering. So whatever it is there, you want to address those in the affirmation. And you keep saying that thing over and over. And it could take you maybe 1,000, 2,000 times. At some point, you're going to be saying it, thinking that you're a little nuts because why are you doing an affirmation, because you're naturally taught that, you know, what you say comes upon you. Well, you already have it. So you just keep doing that. And you say it until you start to cry, break down. And at that point, some point along the way, you're going to hit rock bottom. And when you hit rock bottom, then you keep saying it, you're going to be bounced up. And when you get done, maybe in about, you know, 2-3 hours, you're going to feel great. So that's all you want to come into terms with it, because right away you're rejecting it. You're not owning your creation, because you created it somehow because your body has it, and that's your responsibility. So back to you.
All right. There we go. That's a good answer. Okay. And someone is wondering, I think this is concerning the situation with the son. Should we do the free hologram clearing? would that possibly help that situation?
Yeah, whatever you can think of, do. Yes, that could probably help. Remember, what you're trying to do is to get into the present moment, and we kind of use the term lightly, you know, the CLS, timeline in the now. So you want to get into that, and somehow maybe the stuff might go away that we're in fear of, okay, or that we're seeing. So right now it is a reality, and just keep doing that, and maybe it will take you out of those situations of what you're seeing with the sun. So anyway, I'm working on this a lot, seeing what I can do to help out. But other than that, yeah, you could be empowered by doing that. Do the, you know, the clearing, you know, what should be like an earth change clearing. What's that one clearing? Beside the holographic reality, and then we have another one, the earth protection clearing, I think is what we called it, or something. But you know, you want to do those. And then you may even want to do a Be Here Now clearing for the Earth in the now. Put the Earth in there. And do the Be Here Now clearing for it to see what happens. So it looks like we're getting close to the end of our program here. So I think we got about 3 minutes to go here.
Yeah, we just have a few more emails that came in. Someone is saying that they did have some weather on Sunday night, thunderstorm with rain and lightning and high winds, and also some snow. And when they woke in the morning, it looked like they were on a different planet. The snow was iced over, and it felt kind of eerie. So they're thinking it's kind of strange, or maybe it's just winter time. Okay.
That could be true. You could have waken on another planet, you know. So that's why you wanted to be here now. Because you don't know what you're doing. Remember, when you go to sleep, where do you go when you're asleep? Okay, and what are they doing with you? You don't have any consciousness to, you know, put your feet down and dig in and say, "No, I don't want to go anywhere else but here." But you don't know what they're doing to you when you're sleeping, because there could be a mind control program for sleeping, and they could abduct you because they put the program in you. So anyway. It would be interesting if you got something for the next program, radio show. If anybody has solar panels somewhere, if they're working the way they used to work, I'd be interested to find that out. So,
Do you mean like if solar panels are soaking up enough sun to give out energy?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, or that is what the light is that we're seeing. Is it enough to make the solar panel do its job, you know?
Well, let me ask you this, Ron, because you're in a completely different place in the country that I'm in. Is it overcast where you are?
No, it's not. Just the chemtrails make it overcast, yes. But where I am, you know, at 3,500 feet, you know, all that can come here is some clouds off and on. And also, you know, the chemtrails are the main thing that show up. So the chemtrails are camouflaging, you know, which we could call, you know, slash, not that they're the same thing, but the gray skies. So we have the gray skies, you know, with the chemtrails coming. And all of a sudden, you can't really see the reality out there. All you have is a big spotlight shining on you. And there's no heat. So it gets to be kind of interesting. So back to you.
Right, because where I am, it is overcast. And then, like you said, today we did have some sun, but didn't get too warm or anything. But it is winter, so it's hard to tell. All right, well, we have a couple questions I'm going to save until Friday because it is typically our paranormal night. So let's see here. Okay, one more thing before we go. A few months ago, I met a celebrity and knew that person was not in the best of health. She passed away yesterday. I am wondering if I had done the death barcode for her back in October, would she possibly still be here?
I'd probably say an 80% yes, but you may have to go back further than that. But yeah, I would say that would have helped her because that's what they used to take you.
Hmm.
So, you know, that was her last death barcode. I won't say her last death barcode. Maybe she had three more, but this one got her, okay? So if you get rid of the death barcode, in fact, you know when you do that clearing, you feel better. So maybe somebody could give us an email on what they felt by doing the death barcode, and then you get the stress death barcode with that, and then you can also do the depression one. So you can do three clearings, you know, for the price of one there. So if anybody has done that recently or have done it in the past, maybe you can tell us how you felt after doing it for the first time. And it looks like our show's coming to an end here. So thank you, listeners. So we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop, and thank you, co-hosts, for helping out. So here we go. And thank you, Michelle. We do have co-hosts that come on our little personal little chat room here that we have to look for questions and stuff to help us out through the program. That's what we do here. So here we go. Mind to Heart Drop. We're going to command our spirit now, so you say out loud, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And actually, to facilitate that, we have to do some counting. And I always count from 10 to 1 backwards, do it three times. If you're doing it for a while, then just doing it 3, 2, 1, it'll make it a lot quicker for you. Not that 20 seconds is a very long time to do it, but here we go. So, taking the thoughts, coming down, so 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, wonderful. So everybody, thank you, have a wonderful evening, and give us some sky reports on that sun. So catch you later, bye everyone.